Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me today. Those of you who have, that means you're highly intelligent. That's the way we look at it. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. Joanne Black is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Joanne's a longtime friend of ours. She is one of the world's experts on referral selling. She is the author of No More Cold Calling, which if that were true, if we could actually make that happen, then I think the world would be a better place. She's our good friend. Joanne, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be here on this lovely summer day.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Joanne?
It sure is.
Okay. I once talked to an executive of a state banking organization, the state banking trade group kind of thing. And he said that his banks were spending so much time and money chasing down brand new customers, people who'd never done business with him. They were spending all this time chasing down brand new people. He said, I believe that if they would focus on the customers that they have and make sure that all of their customers that they currently have everything that they need that this bank offers, he said, I believe they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years. Now, he said that to me almost 20 years ago. I'll never forget him saying that. And I've used that thought in so many ways as I look around at my business, as I look around at other people's business. And I wonder how we could apply that to the referral, to the concept of referrals. Joanne, what do you think?
Oh, it's perfect. And your client was absolutely right. You know, people spend all of this time chasing down new business, and they're not taking care of their current customers. And there's been a lot of research done, and we all know that, about client retention and how it's, I believe the statistic is somewhere between 8 and 12% more expensive, actually, to attract new customers to retain existing ones. And so
right.
many times we're on the, you know, attraction mode, and we have this leaky bucket at the other end
mm-hmm.
where customers are leaving us. And so many of us, and it depends what kind of business we're in, but if we're in more of a transactional business, we tend to do the deal and then move on rather than taking care of our existing customers. And what I found happens in my work with clients is that they would love to refer us if only we'd ask. Well, in order to ask, we have to earn the right to ask. Now,
mm-hmm.
we definitely could have done that once we've delivered a phenomenal service to them. And you know,
that's the best time, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's one of the best times. But what happens is we tend to do a deal and then move on instead of really taking a look at the care and feeding of our existing customers.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the easiest way to attract new business, it's through our current customers in a couple ways. One, obviously, there's probably other things we could sell to them or other divisions of their companies we could work in, and we can get a referral to those. But outside this customer's company, they know each other. So whether you're dealing with the head of IT or sales or marketing or someone in HR or purchasing, wherever you're dealing, these people often know each other, right? They belong to
mm-hmm.
professional associations. They see each other. They're in the same community, whatever it is. People know other people. So we need to find out from these people who they can refer us to.
Well, don't we need to think of them as our own worker bees? Don't we need to think
yes.
of all the people we've met as a potential worker bee for us?
I like to think of it as having our own private sales force out
yeah.
there working for us, right?
Yeah.
And they can be, but what happens a lot of times, we think, okay, they've paid us, right? So how could I possibly ask them to do something for me? Because I'm not paying them.
Right. Well, anybody who thinks that does not understand the way the human interaction works, do they?
Well, they don't. And the thing is,
because I mean, my experience, Joanne, is that people, when they know you, when they like you, they want to help you.
Absolutely. They will. They're thrilled to help you. In fact, years and years ago, when I first started my company, I was talking to a stockbroker, and he said, you know, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to give you some information. They had a brokerage firm had an outside company research just their current clients.
Mm-hmm.
And they one of the questions they asked their current clients was, would you be willing to be a referral to this stockbroker?
Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that answer, Joanne. Don't give it to us yet. We're going to come back right after these messages, and Joanne Black is going to give us that information. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Remember, folks, the cool thing about referrals is when you give one, you help two people. Stay with us.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show, the archives of past shows all the way back to 1999. That's right. And we allow you to have fair use possession of the interviews. We'll allow you to download the podcast and turn them on, put them onto your iPod, or put them into a CD and put them into your car player if you want to. And of course, don't forget to check out all the other things on our website, including the ability to subscribe to our brand new newsletter. It's a newsletter we've been doing since '99, folks, but it's got a brand new look, and I think you'll like it. So check it out. And if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe. That's easier than subscribing. So check it out and use all those things to your advantage. And of course, our other website is askjim.biz, which, by the way, Joanne Black is very well represented on our main website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and her information, her answers that will help you are also posted on AskJim.biz. So check it out, folks. AskJim.biz is the knowledge base. Both of our websites have no barrier to entry. And Joanne Black, by the way, Joanne is the author of No More Cold Calling. Joanne, thank you for the contribution you've made to our websites.
You're welcome. You know, I think it's so important for us to continue to learn and grow, because if we don't do that, we're dead. So
absolutely.
I prefer the former.
A friend of mine says you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
Well, there you go.
Hey, Joanne, you were going to give us the rest of the story.
The survey. So they interviewed the clients of these stockbrokers and asked them if they'd be willing to be a referral for their stockbroker.
Yeah.
And the survey came back, 84% of them said yes.
Wow.
Delighted to be a referral. Then they asked the stockbrokers this question. They said, have you asked your current clients for referrals?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what percent of those do you think it actually
16.
Asked? Close. 15. Look at that. So on the one hand, 84% said, yeah, I'd be glad to be a referral, and only 15% of the time were they asking. Well, here's what happens. You know, again, we're about attracting clients, and also everybody, me too, has a headset that, you know, we've done this great work for our clients. Of course, they'll automatically refer us. Well, guess what?
Mm-mm.
You know, they're back running their business. They don't advocate for us in a day-to-day.
It's not their job to wake up thinking about us every morning.
No, because like us, they're not only running their business, they're distracted by phone calls, returning, replying to emails, listening to Jim's show. I mean, it's all of that.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
We have everything happen, so it's not an automatic thing for them. We need to be asking. And if we're not asking, we are leaving a ton of money on the table.
But the key is, Joanne, and this is where you got to help us, we don't always know how to ask. We don't know the right way to ask. We need to do it so it doesn't make us uncomfortable, so it doesn't make them uncomfortable. And we have to do one more thing, Joanne. I want you to help us with this. We actually have to train our customers how to refer us. Not so much in how to, maybe even the ones who know how to do a referral might not know how to refer us, right?
Exactly.
So how do we do all that?
Well, first of all, we need to be really clear about who we're looking for. And this is the part that's a bit counterintuitive, because I've talked to a lot of people in sales, and I'll say, you know, I'd be delighted to think of people to refer to you. Who are you looking for? Help me. And, you know, even if somebody doesn't say that, that's what they're thinking. And then these salespeople will start the sentence like this. Anyone who? Well, it's never anyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's huge. So the part that's counterintuitive about this is that the more specific we are about who we're looking for, the easier it will be for our client to think of someone to refer. But our thinking is, oh, if I leave them out, you know, they won't refer me. The opposite is true. The more specific we can be, I say, I think we've talked about this, Jim, you need to be like an artist. And
right.
The more color and lines you put in your picture, the easier it will be for that client to think of someone to refer.
You know, so when I was a consultant before I started this business, I would tell my clients that I would appreciate it if you would refer me. And they'd say, of course I will. And I'd say, well, let me give you a couple of thoughts to think about, because I know you don't think about me all the time, and you shouldn't. But if it comes up, here's what I want you to listen for. If you have a friend who's a business owner like you, and you hear them talking about something that's some pain, they're having some pain, then think about me and tell them that I've helped you in some of your pain. And but then you gotta go one step further. You have to tell them how to refer you. And one of the things that I ran into was that if I called, if one of my clients told somebody about me and they said, sure, have Jim call me. If I call them, because of the nature of my business, if I call them, that wasn't as good as if they called me. See, because I needed them to call me and tell me on their own that they needed help.
Okay.
So I would have to say, here's what I want you to do. When you hear them having some pain, tell them about me, and then just do one more thing. Say, here's his number. I encourage you to call him. See, I was very specific about what I needed them to do for me.
And that is excellent. And I would take it one step further. I found that people don't raise their hands for help too frequently. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's embarrassing, or they're just more comfortable
going
ahead and trying to run their own business. When I will ask a client to refer me, I'll be very specific, just as you, as who I'm looking for, also what they might be hearing people say, like our salespeople aren't performing, we're losing mm-hmm. the competition, our revenue's down, our profits are down, things like that. So I give them those pain points. But then I will ask that client to introduce me.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's important, because they will either call this person they're thinking of, and sometimes they do it when I'm in their office, which is really the best, right?
Right, right.
So they can call and say, you know,
Joanne, hold that thought. I got to take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll be right back, folks, after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Joanne Black is our guest. Her book is No More Cold Calling. We're back at 7 till. It's that little band from Texas. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Joanne Black. She's the referral expert of the planet, the author of No More Cold Calling. Joanne, tell us where your books are available, please.
Oh, they're available in your bookstores if you go to my website. You can actually read a sample chapter there.
And give us that website.
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
NoMoreColdCalling.com. Check it out, folks, when you get a chance. Okay, so we've been talking about referrals. We've identified the fact that we can, if we would get referrals, if we'd maximize referrals from our current customers, we wouldn't have to work nearly so hard on getting new customers. We'd be able to, you know, things would simplify, our lives would simplify quite a bit. We have to encourage our customers to refer us, ask them to refer us, and we have to train them in how to do it, don't we?
We do, and we were talking about getting them to introduce us. So there's a few ways to do that. They can make the phone call, and so they could say something like, you know, I just talked to Jim Blassingame, and here's what he's done for me, and I'm going to ask him to call you and take his call. And they always
right.
will.
Right.
They also, you know, sometimes it can be very personal. Maybe somebody's introducing you to a family member, a very close friend, and they actually want to physically meet, and that's terrific. And, of course, the third way is email. Now, I'm not as fond of that, but there's a lot of people who, you know, are checking their email, and that's
yep.
how they respond. And
a lot of relationships are begun that way, aren't they?
They are. So when the introduction is made and then I call, that person knows who I am, they're expecting my call, and they're open to having a conversation. And more times than not, I mean, if it's local, I've had people say, when can we meet? I mean, we don't even talk on the phone. They say, when can we meet? So we just dramatically shorten the sales cycle right there because we're
But if you're referred, the entree is golden. I mean, it's not some. The credibility is significantly increased, and it's when you got a referral over when you got a, as you call it, you know, the cold call option. I mean, it's amazing. Life, as I said, life just gets a lot simpler when you have referrals, doesn't it?
Well, it is. You have the relationship, the competition disappears, your sales process collapses. You get a new client 70 to 90% of the time, there's nothing better. But, you know, the other point I want to make, Jim, about educating our current clients is not only to tell them who we're looking for, but it's to expand their thinking about places they may know people. So a lot of times they're thinking just, oh, who do I know in business? But, like, who's their next-door neighbor? Who do they golf with? What associations do they belong to? Are there alumni groups? You want to find out their hobbies, and you want to also tell them your geography because, you know, there's this old saying in sales that people only know the part of the elephant they touch.
Right.
So if you have a lot of different capabilities, they may just know you from one thing you've done. So they may know that, you know, you've sold them paper clips, but they may not know that you can be their paper supplier. I mean, that's oversimplifying it, but in whatever business we're in, they only know what they've done from you. They also may not know that your geography is global or it's, you know, within a certain radius.
And that's the training. That's where the training comes in.
Yeah, we need to connect the dots for our clients. We do.
But, you know, Joanne, I really think, here's what happens to me sometimes. I've actually had people to try to get me to refer them to people. What they do is they come to me and they say, Jim, who do you know who? Now, I know that's a great way to get referrals, and my friend Ivan Meisner talks about that all the time, but what you've done is you sort of put me on the spot a little bit. I've got to try to sit there and think of somebody when maybe I'm not ready to do that. And I think you're better off to train them to listen for keys, for clues, for comments, for pain, or whatever it may be. Have them listen for that so that when they hear that a year from now or a week from now or a day from now, they say, oh, yeah, Jim Blassingham, or oh, yeah, Joanne Black. Hey, you know, you ought to call her. I think that's when the referrals happen. Not necessarily. There's nothing wrong with asking for them, but I don't think that you're going to get as much as if you train them to listen for your clues. What do you think?
They have to listen for your clues, but also, Jim, there may be a specific company or companies you want to get into. Who do you know in a company?
That's a good point.
So that you can do that.
Right.
And sometimes they do happen on the spot, and I think that if they don't happen within a reasonable time, we probably haven't done a good enough job of explaining what we're looking for.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Joanne, the website's called nomorecoldcalling.com, right?
It is, and I'd love people to sign up for my newsletter because, as you, we're resuming brand new newsletter and something called Black's Bulletin.
And it's free, right?
The newsletter is free.
Thank you, Joanne. Joanne Black, ladies and gentlemen, No More Cold Calling is the book. Put a .com on the end, and that's her website. She'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.